You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man.
Behind the 8-Ball.
Behind the 8-Ball. August 31st.
Ocho
July
Man. 31st.
July 31st.
Oh, July
31st. Yeah, yeah.
2015. Fucking shit-faced.
A.D.
July 31st.
We're here on May 7th.
Damn it, how time is flying, guys.
It really is.
Hey, my birthday's tomorrow.
The summer.
Ah,
happy birthday.
Right on. Hey, am tomorrow. I on? Am I on? Because you guys...
Yeah, you're on.
Now
yeah,
turn him off, will you?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, shit. Is he on? Turn him off.
You'd have no show.
I got him on here.
We've had kind of a hiatus 2 weeks.
That's beautiful, man. Birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, what, 34. What am I old? 30, does that make me old?
34, man.
34, 35, 37. That a boy. I tell you what, man.
We're all liars today.
I would say you'd turn it around 43, but
sweet
I don't
six.
Know
I'll
about
take that,
that
even. 43 would be beautiful. Oh, that'd be nice.
I had a birthday. I turned 45.
I saw that. I wish you, I wish you happy
yes,
birthday.
You did
you get that?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I thought that was very gracious of me.
You probably liked my little message I
put
on.
Oh, he had the, John had the best message.
What Ocho here. Put on there?
Ocho put on there.
See, hey, I'm not man, friends with you anymore, so I don't know what the hell
yeah,
you put
that's,
on.
Happy, that's bullshit. You
happy birthday to my, let's see, alien-seeking... devil worship or something like fake
yeah.
Paul McCartney detecting. That was the best.
And, he's our version of SETI. Do you know what SETI is?
No.
Search
no.
for extraterrestrial
oh, yeah.
intelligence.
Oh, that is such a horseshit. That's such horseshit.
Why is that horseshit?
Man, why don't they talk to some alien abductees? You know what I mean? And it's really a lot of time and money on...
Yeah, I saw somebody give another $10, $100 million to it, or Hawking and...
You know, you're so man, fucking right about it.
You know that Large Hadron Collider? Oh my.
Hadron,
thank you.
Hadron.
This
collider.
Guy,
Hadron.
We need him here, man. I'm telling
Hadron.
You. We need him to keep
that's
us
why I him
from
here.
Being sounding like a literate.
CERN.
I had to wait to get him.
I can say CERN, but up the, over there and down there in CERN...
Down
Switzerland.
There in CERN.
Switzerland.
Okay, so over there... They're saying that they're trying to collide these particles
correct.
And all that, and that is a yes. cover story.
Uh-oh. What
but
are they
they're
really
doing? And this is something that comes from somebody of some kind of credibility.
Right, of substance.
And, his name's Simon Parks, and he holds office over in the UK somewhere. I forgot what he does. Like a council member or something.
All
but
right.
he claims he's from an Illuminati family,
mm-hmm.
claims, talks about...
Dude, I would love to be in shit like that.
He talks about the Illuminati, how it's broken up into three parts, but all you hear about are the dark wizard, like black magic guys. He goes, but there's like a good part. There's like the,
oh, so
the good
white,
part of it. Yeah.
Some,
hey,
yeah.
White knights.
You guys think I could be one of those wizards?
I think you'd be the dark one.
I'd be a dark
I
wizard.
Think you'd be dark.
With a fucking magic wand and shit.
You're like, who's that? Is that Dumbledore or whatever the hell that Harry Potter
the fuck
crap?
Fuck is Dumbledore?
I don't know. Harry Potter bullshit, right?
But really.
Isn't he the oh, Valmort.
Glad you brought that
Valmort.
Up.
Okay,
Valmort.
Valmort, yeah.
There you
yeah.
go.
Remind
yeah.
me to say something about Harry Potter, but I don't want to get sidetracked. But, okay, the...
Chris, that, make a note of that.
The cover on the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider...
Hadron, you motherfucker, you...
...is that they're really trying to open a portal.
Ah, I've read that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct.
To
another dimension or something.
Yes, to another dimension
right.
to invite
in the
all these... No, into...
another dimension.
In another dimension. Like
parallel universe.
They're trying to, yeah, parallel.
Not a perpendicular
they're trying to bring
universe.
The Nephilim back or the Anunnaki back or the.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Some of the Archons or something.
Now, the
and,
Archons.
And check this. And
what
yeah,
happens
it's
then?
Really scary.
I hope they succeed.
Stephen Hawking saying, please don't turn that thing on. And he's the smartest man in the world. Right?
No, he's
and
not.
He's saying, please don't turn that thing on.
He doesn't even know about the electric universe.
But, check this on the check this out. You know,
Chris, remind me to get to that later.
Electric
too.
Universe.
We've
yes.
all talked about pentagrams on
yes,
this
at length.
Okay,
ad nauseum.
All right.
Me out a couple.
Now,
times.
The military's building in this country is the Pentagon, right?
Correct.
Ah, yeah.
And
okay.
it was built by Leslie R. Groves in 1943.
Now check
and
this out.
And he also did the Manhattan Project. So,
yeah,
what do you
really?
Think about that?
That's interesting.
Correct.
That's good.
Yes.
Good to make note of that.
That's right.
Okay. Now. Do you know when construction broke ground on the Pentagon?
You know when Ocho Man broke
please
wind?
Please let me tell
on
you.
On the Pentagon?
September 11th, 1941.
Yes, that's right, Nick. That was very timely, Chris. That was nice.
So that means 60 years to the day.
Correct.
Now, here's the hocus pocus
here's
shit.
Here,
ready? Here's the fun part. Jesus Christ. They buried...
It was on a Supertramp album.
They somehow...
What was the year again?
1941. September 11, 1941. They buried or they concealed these beings in the Pentagon. And on 9/11, they broke through that and let them out.
They let what out?
The, I don't know, the spiritual essence, the Archons. I believe it was the Archons is what I read.
That was a Star Trek episode, wasn't it?
And that, check this out, if you want to keep a spiritual being, if you want to contain a spirit, you say, how can a spiritual being be contained? They can be contained in a five-pointed, in a pentagon.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the spirit world, asshole.
Now, would they be inside the you know, because there's like a vestibule.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would imagine. I can't answer that for sure, because I'm not one of these freaks. Yeah.
Well, that Leslie R. Groves was supposedly a real son of a bitch. The guy that was in charge. He was the Army Engineer, Corps of Engineers guy, the general, that was in charge of constructing the Pentagon. And then after that was done... He did the Manhattan Project.
Wow.
So
did I tell you about all these 93s with 9/11? 93, you know, is Aleister Crowley's number for everything equivalents into a fucking number.
This is fucked up, Nick.
Now check this out. 93 is the book of the law. His book of the law that he said he transcribed through the alien being I was. 93 is this number. Now, there was in 1993 an attack on the World Trade Center. There was a Flight 93. That crashed into that went down in Pennsylvania.
I last got laid in 93.
Check this out. So then also
look at you scoffing at
the
me.
There's so many 93s in 9/11, and also the plane hit just above the explosion happened before the 93rd floor. Also underneath on the other building underneath the 77th floor, which is also Crowley a number, which was also a airplane flight.
I think Ocho Man gets a hard on at 93 degrees to the azimuth.
Yeah, that's four frames.
Well, I got to tell you, Armand.
Is your hard on more than parallel to the ground? As you get older, you know, it gets low.
No, we're in good shape. It still holds up.
Well, you've been on a good diet lately.
Yeah, it's working out. But, Nick, going back to your thing, man, this is frightening because I was married on 9/11.
In 93?
Are you really?
Yeah. And
you're born on Halloween. I know that.
Born on Halloween, and I'm married on 9/11. And you know what? Maybe it's the energy that you brought forth. Maybe I was the one that found you that was 9/11.
Wow, you like broke through some kind of consciousness barrier or something. Hey, Chris over here is showing me the Pentagon video, you know, of... something exploding in the Pentagon on September 12th, because that's what the timestamp says in that video. Isn't it kind of funny that there's not one video of the plane hitting the Pentagon? The most secure building in the country, maybe the world, and it's probably covered with every angle is probably covered under surveillance, but not we don't have one.
And what's your theory regarding that?
No plane hit that building.
What happened?
It's a fucking bomb. Spirits. What are you fucking?
It was
talking?
A bomb, or someone said it looked like someone workers. Said that it looked like a missile with wings hit that thing. A plane
it's
this
the Iranians,
big.
I'll bet.
Don't start it with the Iranians.
Let's not. You know what? We could talk about that stuff all day.
Don't start it with the Iranians. That's a good.
I meant 9/11.
That's a good fucking deal.
I wish we made two deals
with
the fuck. We gotta give peace a chance here.
Hey, you know, I just saw the report. We're over our millionth viewer. Did you see that?
We
gotta give a prize to the millionth listener.
Well, yeah, Chris, we got something for him. Maybe
what do we got, Chris? What's
like,
the prize?
Like the movie Slapshot,
brand new Hot Wheels car.
Like when he's trying to
a Tesla.
When he's trying to bail out the Henson brothers.
Oh no, yeah, keychain. Gives her keychain. Can't get that in stores.
This is a Charlestown keychain.
Charlestown Chiefs.
Charlestown Chiefs keychain. And the guy's looking at it like, what the fuck do I get?
You know he threw it away as soon as he left. You can't get these in stores, remember?
You can't find these.
You know, your son looks like a fag to me.
Yeah,
that's the best line in the movie.
Oh, yeah, it is funny. It's funny. And here, speaking of that, I got to tell you guys something. I'm driving my Tesla to work. This fucking guy gives me a big fucking... he's got a big fist up in this
power,
car.
Huh?
Yeah, and he's got a big fist. And I'm like, wow, that guy's Armenian or something, you know?
No, he likes your Tesla.
So I pull up behind him, and he passed me by, so I pull up behind him to see what if he's got anything Armenian. And this fucking guy's got the gay flag, and I got the Armenian flag,
right?
And he thinks I'm gay too, or
and you're driving
you know?
A Tesla. That's indicative of gayety.
I'm not talking about the fucking Tesla. I'm talking about the Armenian flag. It's got the red, blue, and orange just stripes, or three multiple colored like that. And
he thought it was a gay.
He thought it was a gay symbol.
He liked
and you ain't taking that flag
and
down.
Well, no, and I just fucking gave him the back.
Attaboy,
the
fist yeah,
sign,
yeah. Like, are you? One.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yes, are you?
Oh, shut up.
Hey, you know something? I was just thinking, there was this woman, she worked for the ACLU or the NAACP.
Communist.
And she was like, she was dark, but she said it was assumed that she was part African American, and it came out that she wasn't. Okay?
Oh, no, you're talking about the lady that worked for the NAACP.
Yes. Now let me say. And she said that she grew up something like she grew up around blacks.
She considers herself
she
black.
She considered that because she identified with them
correct.
More. What's the and she's a pariah now. What's the difference between her and Caitlyn Jenner?
What's that, like a mulatto?
What's the difference between her and Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, the difference is we've gone over this, but just to reiterate, race is a social construct. There's no such thing really biologically as race. Whereas gender is actually a biological.
Look, we can say that.
Nick brings up a great point, though, man. This is.
Well, that's the problem.
I
identify as being a Navajo Indian. Does that mean I get money from the casino? I wish it did.
How?
No. I'm not going that far.
See, now that's.
How?
That's racist.
I'm not going that far. I'm just saying.
Great white father will speak
for tongue. We accept this person and give him an award and call him brave and everything, even though he hasn't thrown a javelin or anything.
Did you see the last Navajo wind talker died?
No, go ahead.
I meant. To, don't interrupt while I'm interrupting. The last. Remember the wind talkers?
No.
No, come on. The World War II. The Navajo language is very difficult. It's like the toughest language in the world. You can't break it.
That's not even a
so anyway, well, on Iwo Jima and Okinawa, these guys were Navajo wind talkers, and the Japanese didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
So they
used them to send messages to each other because they didn't need code because they're speaking in Navajo. And the last one died a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
What did they say at the sermon?
Nicolas Cage.
They said something like,
and only how many people understood it?
Nobody.
Nobody.
So I could have spoken it.
Hey, but going back to your thing,
Nick. Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
I forgot.
I'm saying to you right now that we had all the shit happening with Cecil the Lion getting killed.
That's, I was just going to bring
the,
that up.
By the American
that guy's
dentist.
Fucked.
And your guy that you just mentioned, Bruce Jenner was talking, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, what
is
was
now.
Your point, though? That there's no difference?
He was coming up with... It's a real sad day because two transgender people died. I'm like,
what?
You know what? That happens every fucking day. People like that are dying. But you know what? Our focus right now should be about this fucking dentist killing Cecil the Lion. The Lion should not have died.
I'm not a dentist.
Come on.
I'm
not
a dentist.
That guy didn't do anything wrong.
What are you talking about?
Supposedly
you
had a license.
He had a license.
He bought the license. He didn't know they were poaching.
It doesn't matter.
He didn't
buy
know.
A license or not. You should never buy a license to kill a fucking lion.
Yeah, when you're in Zimbabwe and you take $50,000 from a guy to make money, that's what you get. You get poaching.
Look, I just
so blame the damn Zimbabwean government.
It's a character thing, as far as I'm concerned. Anybody that spends the money to fly down to fucking Africa
and have a safari
to hide in the fucking bush,
not
with a high-powered rifle, state-of-the-art scope, and feel like a man.
No, they hit him with a crossbow.
They hit him with a crossbow.
You're
first, more of
then
a
they
man,
hunted him for 2 days. Did you see that?
Walk around
I'm
with
not,
your backpack
not,
and your LL
Nick,
Bean
Nick,
shit
it,
on.
Hold it. I am not condoning the act itself, but pardon me. Say that again. Say that again, motherfucker.
Josh Bales.
Oh.
I'm just saying. I don't hunt. I don't kill animals. But I'm just saying, It is legal, and the guy didn't know they were poaching. That's all.
How is that legal?
He's still a
dick
for wanting to shoot
safaris all the time.
It's fine. You tell me it's fucking legal.
They kill 35,000 elephants a year over
there.
It's
not fucking right.
That's how they make money, Ocho Man. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's right.
That whole fucking
Africa. But that guy's life is ruined.
We ought to just. I don't give a shit. It should be.
People will forget. He'll be all right.
No, he won't. No, they forget anything.
Fuck him.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, I hope he's tearing Walter's ass.
That's Cecil right there. Is that Cecil the lion or Leo the lion?
It's Cecil, dude.
Cecil.
Cecil.
You say Cecil, I say Cecil.
Cecil. Cecil's gay. Cecil's straight. Cecil's transgender. Cecil is cisgender. You know there's actually a word, cisgender?
No.
That's what you are. You're cisgender.
Cisgender?
Throws me off, Nick. He throws me off, I tell you.
I'm telling you. Don't you know what Latin is? Latin, trans, is a cross. So you're cross-gender. Cis is on the same side.
Actually, you know.
So you're the same gender.
Language
you're
is.
You're cisgender.
I'm sorry.
Look that up.
Language is what they call sigil magic. Our language, our words, our letters are our design, our sigils.
Spell that, will you please?
S-I-G-I-L. Sigil. It's like, you know,
sigil,
the, okay,
stupid, I'll
tell
you,
Led Zeppelin 4.
You got me there.
Led Zeppelin 4.
I think it's S-I-G-I-L, right?
That, what did I say?
An inscribed symbol.
He's
that's
right.
That's what he said, I think.
I think he's S-Y-G-I-L.
No, but it's,
he did not say S-Y.
It, whatever. Okay, so check it out, folks. The Led Zeppelin 4, those symbols, those are sigils.
Zofo.
Those are like sigils.
Ah,
okay?
Got it.
Now, our alphabet, they're sigils. Okay? Mm-hmm. You ever wonder, now, Marine Corps, C-O-R-P-S?
Right.
What the fuck is that? Now, they're silent. Why put two silent letters there? You ever think, you ever hear, Gnostic?
It's Gnostic with
Gnostic
G.
Has
it's
a
like
G
what?
In
why
front of it.
The H?
Why a G?
It's
and
an anagram. Remember those with extra letters?
Anything else?
We had that last time.
And if you want, and if you look at it, I think there's something about G that is magical. Because the Masons are all about that letter G. Look up Masonic Google image, and you're going to see like that G. They feature that G. You know what I'm saying? It's a big symbol.
You know, since you've been saying all this shit lately, I've been kind of looking at like monuments and stuff to see how they've been lined up. And I mean, it's just wacky shit that he brings up, you know. Hey, I look at
really
like
opens
that
your
now.
Eyes, doesn't it?
Let me tell you, while I'm thinking about this.
Opens up those nostrils.
And you brought up Harry Potter. Harry Potter, the last one had 666 pages in it, not counting the prologue, but like in the actual story, it had 666 pages.
That's the devil's
pages.
Number.
Right.
Wait a minute, I thought 2 and 3 were the devil.
It was...
shut up, it's 666.
It was released on the eve of the summer solstice, which... means something.
Not to the Ocho Man.
Let's see. And Harry's scar here is a lightning scar. That is a that's a symbol in Satanism. Now I read some more on this stuff, and they said that Harry Potter was so that it was created to condition a new generation to accepting magic at like as like household work terms, like, you know what I mean?
Well, and I believe it.
So I started asking my girlfriend's daughters, who range from 8 to 12, I started asking them, so you all like Harry Potter. I'm like, do you know anything about witchcraft?
You scared of fucking kids?
Oh my God. They scared me. They knew more about witchcraft than me.
Oh, come on.
From Harry Potter. I couldn't believe they're talking about soul eaters.
Elizabeth Montgomery
and all this shit, and it's blowing my mind. I'm like, I can't believe like these new kids, and I'm like, you know anything about witchcraft? They're like, duh.
And you believe it's from
Wiccans.
And you believe it's from that movie and the books and
They told me it was. They're like, well, let's see, because Harry does this and this person does this. And
then did they see what's the Wizard of Oz musical? The Wiccans or
Wicked.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
Would you take your daughters to see that?
I'm bullshit. I'm not watching that.
Well, yeah, man, it's heavy.
Fuck that. I hate going to the Muni in St. Louis. I mean, I know it's a big attraction, and 8,000 people went to see that in Oklahoma or whatever, but to me, man, it's too damn hot to sit there. I went to see the Fiddler on the Roof, and I almost killed that prick Fiddler. Because
what did he do?
It was about 4 fucking hours. I'm like, get this thing over with. The pissed off Jew that can't get whatever. And
hey.
I'm just... I'm just, I was fed up with it. I had to get out of there. I'm all about it. And, you know.
Didn't you know that before you went to see Fiddler on the Roof? You went to see it. It's about a Jew on the roof fiddling.
I understand that now. Yeah. Because they said, they said now it's halftime.
Yeah,
I go,
yeah, just intermission.
Fuck,
you're ready to go
home.
It's
halftime. What do you mean it's halftime? Yeah. I want to get out of here.
Let me tell you something. Television was
created by
it's created to control your mind.
Well, that's doing it.
We have television shows, but what else do we have? We have television programs.
Ah, huh? That's right.
I tell you,
we have
you're so
channels.
Right.
We channel. It okay, and let me ask you this: it works because I bet all of your living rooms, I bet the furniture in all your living rooms doesn't face each other, so you can talk. It all faces the TV,
so you can see everyone.
Well, what am I going to do? I can't get laid. I'm going to watch TV.
Talking about my girlfriend's one daughter, she will just finish eating, and she'll go right up to the television set, and she'll just, it doesn't matter what's on. She doesn't even go for the remote control. She just sits in front of it and stares up at it. Like the little girl in Poltergeist, she just stares up at it.
That girl,
and then
dead,
I'll say,
you know?
And I'll say, sweetie, I'm like, here's the remote. Why don't you put on something you like? And she'll just, and then it breaks the spell. She gets up and leaves.
You never brought that up. How many people died in that movie, Poltergeist?
That's a cursed movie.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, Dominic Dunn's daughter. You know, he writes for crime stuff, crime stories for Vanity Fair. Dominic Dunn, his daughter was the teenager. And that little girl.
Well, that little girl.
And the medium, the girl, the short lady, she died. But
well, the cursed movie of all time is The Misfits, 1961.
That was Gable and Monroe's last movie.
Clark Gable, Marilyn Monroe,
Montgomery Clift
yeah. also died a little later. Yeah.
What happened?
Rebel Without a Cause also.
They're all, it was a cursed movie.
Really?
Rebel Without a Cause, James Dean in the car accident, Natalie Wood drowned.
Sal Mineo got stabbed
because he was going to play Sirhan Sirhan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in a movie that pointed to his innocence.
Yeah, but Jim Backus survived. So he got to be
Mr.
Magoo.
Yeah, well, who cares? I mean, what's he going to do?
He was the father.
Yeah.
If he had died, we wouldn't have had his father. What was his name? Quentin Magoo? Quincy Magoo.
I tell you what.
What was Mr. Magoo's first name? Quincy, I think, right, Chris?
I think so.
Shit like that. I'm telling you, the show's back there. I wish I could go to a time machine.
Foghorn Leghorn. Yeah. Best cartoon of all time.
A time machine would be so fucking cool. Just to go back and enjoy the good
stuff. You wouldn't
stuff
go to the future? You'd go in the back. You go past.
I think I would go.
Okay.
Here's a very good question.
I got a great question, man. Okay, exactly. My question's kind of his question. Where exactly would you go, and what would you change?
Well, let's go around the table, Chris.
Or just something personal.
Would you go to the past or to the future?
I probably would go to the future.
Future there.
Yeah, they'd have better vape.
Nick, I'll go back to everything that you want
to
say.
Cigarettes.
I'm going to go to the past.
You're going to the past.
But I don't know who
I
got to
go to the past.
Yet.
I'll never get laid again. I'm going back when I...
I'm not going back to my past, though. I already did that shit. No, I want to go back and talk to Jesus or talk to fucking... I want to go kill Hitler or go kill... You know what I mean? Go kill George Bush W. Whatever. Someone like
George
that.
Bush W.
Who would you kill first, Hitler or George W?
I mean...
I got to go with the worst of those two, which has got to be
George.
I guess
Bush.
Well, would you... Right. Now, here, Nick, let me ask you
family.
This. Would you go after W or would you go after
his
the
father.
People down his in Florida that fucking all that debacle voting that
debacle,
went down?
That's a good word.
I mean, that election was all fraud.
Actually, I think I'd go back and kill Aleister Crowley.
Oh, come on.
Because
what are we talking about if you killed Crowley?
He started it. Yeah, right? We'd have no show. Him and whatever, Edward G., we need statues of them in here.
Edward, give it to us. Give it
we
to
haven't
us.
Talked about Edward G. in a
Where's
couple
it? Yeah,
shows.
Give us a quote.
Well, how's that going?
Where's your God now, see? Yeah.
Where's your Messiah now, see?
Yeah.
Where's your Satan now, boy?
Moses, you take too much on yourself, see?
Mr. Crowley, what a great song that was. You never knew that, did you?
I didn't know that.
Dude. This song. This was a
Ozzy
great
Osbourne,
song.
I mean, I didn't even know about the guy until he bit the head off that bat.
It's amazing that they did shit like that to put him on the map.
You know, he snorted ants.
And they got great
ants?
Music. They got great music.
Ozzy snorted ants?
You ever hear that? He snorted ants?
I never seen that.
Live and he
ants?
Even talks about it on Behind the Music, yeah. He was like, "How do you, and he?" I think he. It was like,
"I never understand a damn thing he says anyway."
He like got on the ground and
I never Sharon Bloody did that.
That's pretty good.
Who's that, Sharon?
That's fucking Ozzy.
Oh, okay.
If you fucking watch anything besides the 1940 movies.
Damn right. That's all I want to see. Yeah.
A Place in the
Little
Sun.
Caesar,
it's like one of my favorite movies.
Which don't have
a
the place time, in the
Sun. Place in the Sun?
I love it, yeah.
That's a good movie.
So
good. Have you read
Machines.
The book?
What do you guys think?
An American Tragedy.
Red Lolita, I love that.
Hmm?
Time Machines. I brought up Time Machines.
Okay, so what would I do? Go back?
Can this shit that even happen?
No.
You know what?
He says no.
I want to let you guys look up a picture. Andrew Basiago, he says this picture is him at the Gettysburg Address. This guy, he says he's...
I'm just laughing because of him, Nick.
I don't really
he's
believe
a prick.
This. Okay.
No,
it's okay. I kind of laugh, too. I don't believe this guy. I mean this guy that I'm talking about, because he always talks about the past. He doesn't talk about...
Chance.
He doesn't
all
talk
right,
about... It's like, okay, who's president in 2030? He won't tell you that. You know what
right,
I mean? It's
exactly.
Like, well, what? Give me something. Bitcoins. Well, yeah, will you tell me about.
I just like it's nice.
He says,
stock
"Well, we're
going to
be living in a police state." It's like, oh no shit.
Okay,
you
got
know
it.
What I mean?
Right.
You can't see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, one of those.
But Andrew Basiago.
Basiago, we're calling you out, baby.
And there's a
get
picture
him
of him. He says that he's at the Gettysburg Address. And you see a boy standing there.
Is he still around?
And you can see he does
who,
look
Lincoln?
Like he's in clothes
Basiago.
That aren't. You
is
know.
Basiago still around?
This guy, Andrew Basiago. You know who I'm talking about?
No,
I've
but
never heard of him.
Yeah, he's
maybe
alive.
Maybe we can get him on our show.
Yeah,
Chris.
He's alive. Yeah.
Chris, put him on our list.
Okay.
One of the
he's
people.
On it?
Yeah, right.
He's on it?
He's on there.
Well, let's see. We got the guy
have
this week
on
that
after Oprah.
Cut his penis off to stop
yeah,
masturbating.
That's a good one. Let's
we got
let's
him
hear
on
that
the
story.
List. We got the guy that
did you hear about this
had
yeah,
sex, got caught having sex
Nick,
with a pig in Walmart bathroom.
One at a time. One
at a time.
Now we're going to interrupt you. The guy that cut his cock off, what about him?
Yeah, what's that deal?
Some guy, I don't really remember the details.
No, I saw it. He was masturbating
guy, I mean,
too much, and he thought he was going to go to hell.
Yeah, no.
6-7 times a day, which
yeah.
is...
6-7
yeah.
times
so
a day rubbing
off.
One off?
Yeah,
what about
boy,
mutilates?
I don't think I could do it then.
Know. Oh.
I think the Bible says something about mutilating yourself.
Well, if thine eye doth offend thee, pluck it out.
No, the best part of the story is A... what the guy looks like.
Yeah, I saw him.
And
ooh.
B, the quotes from his mom.
What did his mother say?
Okay, his mom said, I told him that maybe we could have someone design and build a metal glove with razor-sharp spikes on the palm
ooh.
And the fingers, hold on, that could have been permanently padlocked to his penis in order to prevent him from masturbating.
Well, I'll tell you, that makes more sense than
but
chopping it off.
I just love how his mom is involved in his predatory masturbation.
Where are these people? Let me make a guess.
Yes.
Alabama?
No, but you're very close.
Tennessee.
Somewhere where
still
they're
close.
Proudly waving that Confederate flag.
Oh, I mean, you're Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Well. I thought Georgia was a little more advanced than that.
Yeah.
So you guys...
You know what that's
what
called biblically? Beating off. You know what that is?
He knows it's against. He knows it's against Jesus.
No. Onanism.
But he's still been self pleasuring mm-hmm. about a dozen times a day.
A dozen times.
A dozen times.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
He believed he would go to hell if he didn't stop masturbating.
Okay, he did
probably
cut it
would.
Off though. I mean, he did cut it off.
He
yes.
did.
We got
Mama,
a picture of
I'm
it
go
in
to
a
hell
box
if I don't stop beating my meat.
Oh, hey, did he do it or did his mom hold
yeah,
him down?
Yeah, did
he did it himself with an electric knife.
Electric knife.
Oh.
I don't believe this shit. This is such bullshit. What
you're the one that came up with the article.
Yeah. I know. I'm one of you guys to laugh.
Well, whether it's true or not,
dude.
It's still funny.
Fuck, are you kidding me? With electric knife cutting out your Pepe? that's really funny.
That's not funny.
I'll tell you what.
Hey, you know what? Who cares how many times you whack off? I mean, the guy's probably a filthy looking prick anyway. He probably never gets laid.
He's possibly the ugliest guy you've ever seen.
Put his picture up on the site there.
On that note, I don't want him on our site.
Oh, come on.
But the thing about that is, here's a guy, he's not hurting anyone. He's not a pedophile. He's not hurting little kids or anything. He just laying in fucking bed and whacking off.
God created you with this urge to... you know, be ticklish down there. I mean, my God, you're going to touch
him. No kidding.
It's nature.
It's nature.
Hey, that guy looks like Tony, kind of.
He does look familiar.
He does look like Tony.
Looks like Tony.
Oh, look, see, didn't I say he'd probably wave that Confederate flag? Look at his fucking hat.
Georgia, man. Uh-oh. Yeah, now, wait a minute. Yeah,
they
are we
found
go
the
Confederate flag again?
You know what? Okay, hold on. Here's the conspiracy, fellas.
Wait, hey, can you get that pop-up?
Channel 12 News? Are you kidding me?
Not Channel 12. That's 3. Channel 3 12. Is 2 divided by 6. That comes as
6. Oh, that's 3. You got to add the 1 and the 2. Oh, that's
right. Yeah.
No. It's not that. They're trying to make you... they're trying to make you think like... they're poking fun at people that like support the Confederate flag. That is not there for an accident, folks. No. That is no accident.
No accident.
Southern that's style.
So, that's so fucking true.
They're
dude.
Just trying to make the Southern people, the Southern folk, look stupid.
12 times a day, this guy just fucking.
I'm impressed
big.
By that, actually.
I don't believe he cut his penis off. I do not believe it.
How the fuck did he even find this penis? Look at him.
And I don't believe it. You guys, I sent you guys another story that a guy got caught in Walmart bathroom having sex with a pig. No one saw him bringing the pig into the bathroom.
No, you know what they
I gotta have sex with
did.
This pig. I better get into a bathroom somewhere in a public place.
They probably butchered the prick, and I probably bought it for baby back ribs or something.
Yeah,
no, you're on a diet. You don't eat those,
do
you?
Well, I do eat meat.
You can
meat.
Eat that.
I eat meat.
Ah.
I'm on that fucking meat
oh,
diet.
Oh, you're on that meat diet again?
Bacon. Well,
bring a ribeye steak in here, then. Let's eat.
Hey, you know, Cameron Diaz, she's got that nice flat stomach. She says she eats... For breakfast, she eats big pieces of chicken breast.
No kidding.
For breakfast.
I don't know
that's
if
how
I
she,
do
yeah,
chicken breast
She
anymore.
Gets her protein and everything.
I love bacon, though, man. I really urge people
oh,
out
I
there,
love bacon.
You're going to lose cream weight, just
there's
bacon.
This restaurant in Webster Groves that have bacon jam. It's so damn good. It's
What's
like
it called?
A barbecue.
What's the restaurant?
The Block. Oh, my God.
Let's make that our
sponsor for the day.
The Block in Webster Groves.
Today's Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball is sponsored by The Block.
How do you just pick a sponsor?
Well, we do that.
They sponsor you?
Nobody sponsors us anyway.
Yeah, no, we just pick them and we send them a bill.
I want to throw something out.
It was that Mexican drug lord.
You guys.
Sponsored by El Chapo.
Chapo.
I think one of my I think one of my Facebook friends.
You funnel, we tunnel.
Is listening to our show, and I want to pub him. He's a stand-up comedian. His name is Joe Lancy, Joe the Animal Lancy. I hope he's
Joe
listening.
The Animal Lancy. God bless you, baby.
He's a really, you know what?
Behind the 8-Ball, sponsored by Joe the Animal Lancy.
He made a reference about something I said on the show. He, like, repeated it, and
really?
I thought, he's probably listening to the show. So I thought, well, that's cool. Maybe he'll, like, you know, be up on stage. I think it's... The comedy club in Fairview Heights, two guys or something like that. I forgot. I should have talked
two
to him
guys.
Before
is
I
this
did,
a
said this. No, it's not a gay
club.
Comedy
I think
club.
He's the guy that gave the.
Hey guys,
he's
so
probably
I'm
shaking his head, rolling
really
his eyes.
Joke.
Oh,
right
that's
now.
So funny.
So did you see what Caitlyn Jenner was wearing yesterday?
Oh no!
Oh my!
God, I'm sorry I said anything, Joe.
I'm going to hear from the gay.
I think
people.
He's the one that gave Ocho the power sign.
Thank you for listening.
The animal sign.
You go, brother.
No, this dude. He, you know what he does for a living? He goes and like if you got like. A beaver. Why did I say that? Yes. If you got like a raccoon in your kitchen, he comes out. He comes and goes
and
gets
and it.
You know what I mean? He's like animal control or something. Uh-huh. Like that. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
You have a raccoon. There's a show like that on kitchen. TV.
Yeah. Yes. He's like that. I think.
That guy
pretty
from,
sure.
That speaking guy of which, Kentucky
he's like a dog catcher, but all animals.
Speaking right. of which, Nick, didn't you have another story
have
about someone that had an unusual items up his rectum?
No, dude. No, I didn't.
Come on. Yes, you did. You sent it to me on Facebook.
When did I?
Why don't you come up with it?
Okay.
Nick, why don't you tell us
well,
that
Nick's
one story?
I want to
give something
credit
up
for
his
it.
Ass.
The cop pulled the guy over, this. And he had a bunch of eyeballs up his ass.
Yes. Yeah.
Eyeballs.
No, I sent you that.
You sent me
I sent you the article. Yeah, it was on the group thread.
Group
uh-huh. Or no, uh-huh. Nick sent it to both of us. That's what it was.
Nick did, sent it to
wow,
me.
Wow, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, here, hold on.
Smoking
pull it
too
up.
Much dope, boy.
A guy was stopped.
I think Nick got collided at the Large Hadron Collider.
A guy was stopped out in like
Georgia.
Wyoming or Georgia or something like that.
That's not West.
Here it is right here. From
okay, I know I didn't imagine this.
Or no, I sent. Okay, I sent it in that thread, but it was from the website he sent us.
Who's spoken?
There you go. There you go. Fucking jumping Nick's ass. He didn't have anything to do with it.
The guy had.
He's still a little cockeyed.
30 eyeballs in his anus. 30 cow eyeballs.
Where the fuck did he get eyeballs?
30 cow eyeballs.
He worked at like a slaughterhouse.
And, he played there too.
And he said, the company won't let us take no animal scraps home. Instead, they toss them in the landfill. They're a very wasteful company.
So what's he doing with the eyeballs?
Public service.
I don't know. So we should be allowed to bring scrap meat and other parts home.
Ocho Man,
the company should start a green initiative.
Oh, shut up. I'm not eating eyeballs coming out of an ass.
I put the eyeballs in soup.
I was
in soup. Wow. Yeah. Hey, that's like that Rolling Stones album. Is there something satanic about the goat's
head
soup? Yeah, there's got to be something satanic
there. Yeah, Baphomet. Of course, I'm sure.
Hmm. See, I thought he had
one on
string.
That's one of my favorites,
like,
man.
You know, like
I love
those
that
beads
album.
You shove up at the, your
can,
ass?
Can you get this meathead off the screen here?
I like him.
Fuck me.
Hold on. Hold on. We got to...
What do you think his name is?
Yeah, what is his name?
TJ.
Drew. Daryl.
And that's his mom?
Let's see his mother.
Yeah. Jonas.
Jonas. That's a good one.
Jonas Etcher.
Jonas Etcher. Perfect. Who are all these people?
Yeah, never mind.
Are those other people that jerk off a thousand times a day?
What happened to
our friend? I was trying to find our friend here who looked like Jonas.
What happened to what?
I mean, did he have a dad?
I don't know. All it talks about is mama.
Jonas Etcher's mobile home. Okay, so obviously he didn't have a dad. He didn't have a good dad to... Raise him up to be a good
get him a hooker
kid.
When he
needed
one.
Yeah, exactly. Take him to 18-year-old.
Hey, listen, I got a friend. Her son's like 23, and this kid just has no interest in sex.
You're kidding.
Yeah,
at
23. So
I
told
him, I'll take the
kid to Vegas and get him laid by a whore. Don't you think, wouldn't you do that if your son?
Yeah.
Because we're starting.
Oh, fuck me, and you went to Vegas when we were 23.
Were we 20? No, I was older than that.
No, you weren't that much older.
24.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And fuck, we had a great
time.
Yeah,
but I wasn't ambivalent about sex. I liked it. And that's all I thought about. This kid doesn't even think about it. So my solution is take him to Vegas.
How do we really know what he thinks about, though?
He told me. He doesn't care about sex. He told me.
There's something wrong with that chap.
That's what I think.
Something wrong with that chap.
But I don't think he knows what he's missing. So you take him to... You take him to Vegas and get him laid.
That's his problem.
Is he? Is
no, that's
persona,
society's
is
problem.
His persona.
What?
Is his persona like he likes to be alone or what?
Well, kind of, but I think. Well,
maybe
he wants
he's
a girlfriend. He told me he wants
times
a girlfriend. I don't think he says he's completely asexual. He doesn't even care, which is even more disturbing.
Oh, my God. Keep him the fuck away.
Okay, look, I think I'm going to forget about this if I don't bring it up. And, you know, I don't really.
We don't
I'm not real
forget about anything, no, no. Nick.
I'm not real good on the segue. Sometimes I just pop in there and change the subject.
Give it to us, babe. Give it to
well,
us now.
Mr. Ocho Man, I need to kind of take you to task on something. I really need you to explain something.
Wait a minute, Nick. Yeah. Hang on to that thought. With the picture we just seen with that Georgia guy.
I told you.
Oh, my God.
What about him?
Oh,
it's
Jesus.
The same person. It's the same person. It's Tony.
It's Tony.
All he needs is those glasses.
Wait, that's him?
That's Tony.
That's the same guy?
That's the same guy as far as I'm concerned.
CIA.
No, it's not the same guy, Nick. That's the guy that used to be on our show.
Until Ocho Man dismissed him.
Oh, I thought...
We got rid of him, Nick, and brought Nick on board.
What was his problem?
We got rid of Tony and brought Nick on board.
Tony, you said something...
We brought Nick on board, I said.
You said we got rid of Nick and brought Nick on board.
Do you know what...
That's too many Nicks.
Do you know what made him ask me? I don't know what
Nick's
made him... He had been thinking about this for a while, but like when you asked me to be on the show... It was that Walter Scott thing. We were talking on Facebook about that Walter Scott shooting, which wasn't a shooting. And then you said, I said, no, it wasn't a shooting. There's no smoke. There's no blood. There's blah, blah, blah.
I gave that. Yeah, I
and then you're like, oh, you're crazy, something like that. And and then you're like, damn, Nick. You're like, you always have me not believe in you, but then I look into it and I believe you. I believe it. You got me believing. Right. And then you come back and you said, I want you to be on the show.
All right. Come to the point.
I forgot my fucking point. I got a question. My question has nothing to do with that.
Peroration.
You know what? I had at some point, but
I
should
about
not
Lonza.
Smoke pop.
Weren't you
going to
talk about Lonza?
All right, look, check this out. Yes, I was.
I forgot Alex. All
right, look, man. Last show, you said you thought that guy was guilty.
Which one? Holmes?
James Holmes.
James Holmes.
How
the
did you
guy
say
in the
that?
Theater, the Batman.
Batman shooter. Were you too drunk?
Oh, yeah,
or,
I did. No, I mean, honestly, we're not the only ones thinking that this guy's guilty.
Have I not showed you?
I understand that.
So
but
then
why would they hide this
hold
guy?
Hold on. You're saying that you don't believe your eyes because Why would they do? Because you don't believe a scenario.
I agree with you, but I just don't know why they would hide that.
Let me tell you something Sherlock Holmes said, man.
Uh-oh.
When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever
remains,
no matter how improbable, must be the truth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Which Sherlock Holmes said that? Was it Basil
man,
Rathbone,
William Powell? How could there be nothing fishy about that? If they put in a guy that is clearly not him, could they not find him that day? Was he lost in his cell?
Yeah.
What the fuck? And if you don't believe this is, you think this story comes from like a conspiracy site, look at it yourself.
Yes, but
look at the news. Look at the news and look at this guy that they said they had
Nick,
in court.
His
on
question
his
is why? Why this man and why this?
Yeah, why are
it
they
doesn't
protecting
matter.
This guy?
It doesn't. I don't know that. I don't. First of all, he didn't do anything. His dad's one of the richest men in America.
Really?
Was investigating a bank scandal. Yes.
I didn't know that.
So, yes.
I did not know
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'd adopt
And the thing is, it's like, it doesn't matter that I don't have the reason. It's like this. It's like, look, planes can't fly 500 miles an hour. If they were going to fly 500 miles an hour at the level that they hit the towers, things would be different. So you can't say, like, well, then how come this and that? Forget it. Forget it. The plane didn't fucking hit the building. I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but we're discussing this.
Okay, well, we'll talk about James Jones.
Okay. Now, the point is, then, you're saying he did not kill these people?
No.
Who did kill
wasn't
these
there.
People?
He wasn't there. He's just the patsy, and he will not do a day in prison or in a hospital or anything. Because it's a facade. It's a facade, fellas. It is. It is a big job. His lawyer. You can't find shit out on his lawyer. And his lawyer was seen at Sandy Hook as a victim's mother.
Motherfucker.
Man, check this out. I got to show you this again, man.
That's eerie.
I got to
show
you this again.
How about I call
the
cops and you meet them, you punk bitch?
K-Fed.
Let's see
this.
What's even more interesting than what he says
that.
Is his
this
responses.
This isn't that. And I know you're not going to like this, but and it doesn't mean that.
Yes.
Let's see it.
What
is I'm just saying, they're using crisis actors for these things.
Hey, you know who that looks like? That looks like Adam Sandler in that horrible movie. What,
that's
Jack
the same.
And Jill or
you
whatever?
Know who that guy is right there?
No.
That's the virgin killer.
Jack.
The guy that said that the virgin killer, they said he was the virgin. That's him right there.
The virgin killer?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh.
Let me see this.
I know.
Said he was a virgin, he couldn't get laid, so he went on a shooting spree, killed some people.
He should have got. They should have taken him to Vegas and got him laid. That's what I'm talking about.
I think that's what we ought to do is hold a fucking contest.
You can tell these fakes. Remember I was telling you last time I was in here, I was talking about a bill that was passed in 2012 saying that it's legal to propagandize the American public?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, that's called. It wasn't a bill that was written up. I heard about it the day before. Okay, Smith-Mundt Act of 1948. It was reversed in 2012. That's what it is. Look into that. That's
well, here my comment on all this is, as usual, just research, do a little reading.
Right. Oh, okay, let me
tell
you
advocate
something.
That. Yeah, just don't take everything at its face
here's
value.
Here's what Nick's saying, though.
Cecil
what,
the Lion, et cetera,
what,
polar
what
bears.
What news are we looking at to do our research? I mean, it could be
well, what makes
the
common
mainstream
sense.
That I've done.
Well, Nick
and
makes
it's
a good
whole
point.
Different point to where
I
Nick's
get it.
Going. So who the fuck am I trusting?
Well, as an objective observer of this, I wouldn't call it an argument, but this debate, I have to say, you have a good point. What is the motivation for doing this?
Okay,
hold on. Why would they do this?
Well, I got several purposes.
Okay.
Gun control is the main thing, man.
Well, I believe that.
Gun control is the main thing.
That's
because here's the deal. Every time you got Sandy Hook, you got Charleston, every time
the gun control nuts come out.
They come out and they say, the victims' families.
Right.
They have their letters for Obama talking about gun control.
Right,
after
right.
someone's just been, their daughter's been machine gunned.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They have their daughter, and they're flirting with, and the
like,
woman
instance,
was flirting with Anderson Cooper.
Nick, that kid in Oklahoma that killed his family, right? He did it with a knife. It was gone before you knew it. Right? Did you hear about that?
These things are not happening.
He stabbed his whole family, but he stabbed them. So if it had been a gun. He's
no,
got
but
a
that,
point.
That's a family, though. That's not
doesn't
a
matter
community.
If it was a gun, they would have made hay out of
no,
that.
No, it still wouldn't have been. Because if it's something like a movie theater or a public t- type of place.
Unless it's a Muslim. Okay, it's a whole different Muslim. What if a Muslim
let me ask you something.
How about that Muslim?
Watch this.
Asswipe.
Here's what's going to happen.
Muslim
okay.
asswipe.
There's going to be. There was another movie theater shooting. You know about that?
Yeah, I heard
okay.
about it. Right.
Now,
that
I bet.
In Lafayette.
I bet.
That's Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yeah, there's going to be a mall shooting, and then you're going to have to be frisked before you go in the mall. You're going to be frisked before you go into a movie
See,
theater.
See, my solution
you're gonna
to all
You're going to be frisked. See what I'm talking about?
Why are you against that, though, Nick? I don't want someone to fucking come in with a
because
knife
Because the
gun.
Only people they...
Little by little, they're going to inch away at your privacy
no,
and
I
your freedoms.
No, I see that, too. Yeah, you're right about that.
No, I... See, I'm the opposite. I think everyone should have to be required to carry a gun. Then there'd be no crime.
Well, I mean,
believe me, there'd be no crime.
Well,
I kind of agree.
There,
I kind
that's
of
what
agree
I'm
with
saying.
That.
Go the other way. But
Let me
he's
tell you
made.
Something.
He makes a good point. They want gun control because that's what the communists did. The first thing is gun control. That's always
right.
Yeah, but how do you give everybody a gun though? I mean, there's a lot of fucking Barney Fifes out there.
That may be going a little too far, but I think it's better than disarming everyone.
Well, let me. Here's the deal.
How hard is it to get a gun in this country? There are all kinds
convicted
of
convicted felon.
If
Thank you.
If right. you disarm everyone,
right.
first
you
of
disarm
all,
disarm everyone. The
if,
people.
Do you really? How are you going to disarm everyone? You think these criminals are going to give
Correct.
Up? These drugs are going to give up their guns?
Basically,
no.
it's like drugs.
They
drugs
don't have
illegal,
rights.
Right?
They don't even have
so
rights to carry
do...
those guns. You think they're going
right.
to give them up?
Of course. I agree with Nick.
That means only the criminals will have guns. Then what are we going to do?
Right, correct.
No,
I agree.
I buy
agree.
Into that, but I just don't think that everyone
that's why
out with a gun at a mall, you know,
no,
justifies
I,
everything because
the Wild
day,
West.
One,
know,
day, one day, one of these fucking guys that passed the test or passed the criteria to have a gun, what if one of these days he's depressed, his wife left him or something, next thing you know, he goes to a mall?
Then he'll probably kill himself. He's not going to go to a mall.
Well, he'll kill people.
No,
then
he
kill
not
himself.
Many. Not if everybody's armed.
Why
How
is
many
he going to a
kill?
Mall then?
I really
because
respect.
Because he's afraid somebody's going to kill him.
I really
now,
respect your
you know,
radical idea, but that will never happen.
Just, yeah, that's a hypothetical. But what I'm saying is, if you disarm everyone,
only the
correct.
Criminals.
Only the criminals will have guns. It's been proven
and
over and over again.
And the legal criminals.
No, I buy that.
I don't care.
Understand.
I don't care if Ocho Man has a bazooka in his pocket because I know he's well.
I do
I
have
know,
a bazooka in my pants.
He's a little warped. Yeah, I mean, you know,
I
okay.
do have one.
Now we don't want the guy beating off 12 times a day probably to have a gun because he's a little unbalanced.
Right.
But
right. I said that at the same time, didn't I?
But I'm just saying,
son
right?
of a bitch.
Good citizens with guns are not a threat. Just like
okay,
you know,
all
threat.
Right, whatever.
Well, I'm getting tired.
Well, what is criminals. A good citizen?
I'm a good citizen.
You're a good citizen. And if I talked about polar bear, you shoot me.
I won't shoot you.
You know,
I take you out to Granite City Park.
Park, right?
And beat
yeah,
your ass.
I know,
those
I know.
Polar
like
bears
days.
Are going to drown anyway. All animals, unfortunately, die horrible
Nick,
deaths.
I'm really getting shocked.
It's some.
They are. I mean,
you are really jumping on this fucking. Right.
Oh, look, by the way, right. by the way, you know, Arctic ice is at the highest level since 1979.
No shit.
30% increase in Arctic
3%
ice.
3% increase.
30%.
30. Right. 30%.
And polar bears can jump off that ice thing and swim.
They swim.
They
of
swim
course.
All fucking day.
That's a bunch of nonsense. Plus, we're also headed for another maunder minimum, which means we're going to have cold weather. It's bad. It's going to be another ice age. Mini ice age.
Hey, what'd you guys think?
In 2020.
Switching topics here.
Don't
you guys...
switch topics on me.
I want to switch
another,
topics.
Another ice
on
age.
That. I don't care about
so,
that.
So, yeah, plenty of ice to ice up no, your whiskey.
We got to get the boxing gloves, so go ahead with it.
Go ahead now.
What about my fucking Hulk Hogan here?
What about him?
What'd he do? Call somebody an N word or something?
Yeah, he calls someone the big N word. And
yeah, double G.
And, yep. And now he's lost the WWE wrestling.
He's still wrestling, that guy?
Hey, brother.
Oh, yeah, he's
still 70 years
up.
Old.
I'm Hulk Hogan.
No, he's Terry Bollea, right? Isn't that his real name?
It doesn't matter. Hulk now Hogan. Now he's been
ostracized.
Stripped. He's been stripped of the WWE.
Prescribed.
And
censured.
Yeah. And they don't have anything to do with him, and he's been
I don't
fired.
Think he really cares.
Because he had sex with his friend's wife.
Good for him.
Yeah, but the fucking guy videotaped everything.
Who?
And he,
the friend?
The friend did.
Wow.
I guess I blew that one.
Yeah, you fucking blew that
That's
one,
entrapment.
All right. So this guy, so Hulk's fucking talking shit with this guy.
Yeah, and he had it all on tape.
And he's saying that.
Oh, I saw that. He was talking about
his daughter
being with a black guy.
Daughter with a black guy, as he calls her,
yes,
calls
right.
him another
expletive,
name. And
expletive
so.
Deleted. Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have a statement from Hulk.
Look, man, I made a mistake.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
see, you heard it here on the Ocho Man Show.
Thanks, Hulk. I'm Hulk Hogan, though, honest to God, I'm suing the fuck out of this.
You can't. I don't think you can.
How? Because you just videotaped secretly without me knowing about it?
Well, that's true. I think there is a law against it. Now, I don't know if it's a civil action.
I don't think there is.
You
can videotape the police.
You can't videotape.
Yeah, but that's in public. You can't videotape. I don't know about a private.
You can't videotape someone getting undressed in a fitting room or something shit like that.
Why
it's
not?
The same concept.
No, hey, why not?
Well, how could you? That's
it's like having a video camera in a bathroom or something.
If you're in public, if you're in public, and I mean, they can tell you. I mean, it might be a shitty thing to do.
Do they have a?
I don't know.
You
know what? There are privacy laws, so I don't know.
I'd like to see that video.
I guess
the one in the Walmart where the guy screwed the pig.
Oh God!
There is it. I'd like to see the footage of a pig going into Walmart.
How's that more fun?
Would that take a pig into a fucking...
This guy's like the guy in Deliverance. Well, how is that more...
I'm just saying, if you want to see something perverse, I used to have a videotape...
I don't want to see anything perverse.
Two nuns and a mule.
That chick was hot.
That's for damn sure.
Well, it might have been a hot pig.
Oh, my God.
Come on. I want to see something that I'm not going to do. Who cares? I mean, big deal.
You
want to see
Hulk
Hogan schlong?
I don't want to do...
Hey,
I don't want to
see an old man screwing somebody.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, let me go back. Remember I said I was going to review some things for you?
Yeah.
That wasn't me. That was Chris.
Well, that was Hulk. But hey, man, you know when the that alleged Batman shooting happened?
Yes, the alleged Batman shooting.
It happened on the anniversary of the moon landing.
Ah, the first one? July
That's
20th?
When Chris Nolan wanted Batman premiered.
Oh,
yeah, hell yeah, let's go.
Also, the beginning of that movie, by the way. Where he shoots
a lot of guests.
No one else saw that movie. By the way, no one else saw that movie.
What, the moon landing?
The Batman. Okay, the night of the Batman shooting. That was a premiere. No one had seen it yet.
Right.
Okay. So in the beginning of that movie, first like minute of the film, you see a skyline and it says Aurora on one of the buildings. That's where the shooting happened.
Ah,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah. So what's up with that? Anyway, the reason why it was. That's the reason why Chris Nolan, the director, wanted that released on the anniversary of the moon landing.
Which didn't occur, correct?
Right.
I don't buy it.
And is anybody's guess, but...
What does Hulk have to say?
He is a... Chris Nolan subscribes to the belief that Stanley Kubrick filmed the Apollo landings.
Oh, that's right.
For
that's
NASA.
Why they killed him, right?
Well, no. They killed him with a heart attack gun, I believe, because...
couldn't have had a regular heart attack.
No. Okay. Eyes Wide Shut. When he finished Eyes Wide Shut, he showed the studio heads Eyes Wide Shut, and they told him, oh, my God, you got to change this. It's all about the Illuminati and shit, okay?
Yeah, I remember the...
And he said, no, I'm not doing it. He had an ironclad contract that nobody could touch his films. And 4 days after that, he was dead. 4 days later, he was dead. And he died. What was his most famous film? Would say arguably 2001.
Probably, yeah.
He died 666 days before 2001, January 1st, 2001.
Oh, my God.
Son of a bitch.
Isn't that weird?
No kidding, Hulk.
That's just weird.
That's
I don't
Harry
even
Potter.
Think that's on
that's
purpose.
That's Voldemort at work there.
But, yeah, man. You
want to talk about
237.
Here's something I want to bring up today, and something that I find totally disgusting and repulsive.
Oh, geez.
Is this Planned Parenthood scandal.
Yeah, I was going to bring this up, too.
Yeah, that's beyond the pale here.
Let's hear it.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I hear, but let's see. I want to see your side.
You're selling
of it.
Body parts of well, to me.
What's
you know,
wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? It's Orwellian. It's
for a guy of your
dystopian.
Stature that always believes in modernization of what
I believe. No, I believe in
do.
Science. I don't think, but that's a good point. But I believe in science. I don't have a problem with the embryos and getting stem cells, even though you know skin stem cells are just as effective and
that's
pluripotential,
sure.
etc. But this is going, I think, is beyond the pale. Because to me, I mean, the argument these people make is that that's not a baby, that that's just a piece of tissue, gastrula, blastula, et cetera.
Right.
Okay, these are embryology terms. Well,
a testicle, you know.
very good. You know, a fallopian tube, et cetera.
All right, go on.
Well, what I'm saying is when you start talking about we're going to take the liver and we're going to take the heart, it's now you're talking about an organ that's working. Now, it's a human being. You see what I'm talking about?
No,
it's not just a slab of cells.
I'm really shocked at this from you.
No, I think it's disgusting.
I've usually seen you on the other end of modern science.
I'm always for modernization, science, etc. I'm not a Luddite.
I got a great question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you heard about these doctors that are disappearing and murdered and shit? Ended up dead and disappearing? Holistic doctors? The one guy had this breakthrough cancer.
Yeah, the DOs.
Oh my God, this one guy had
the fuck is that a question?
I think Ocho Man, approves of that because they wouldn't be killing lions.
Have you guys heard about this?
God forbid they go
yes.
on a safari.
Yeah,
I haven't heard anything about that.
This guy
that,
said he's got a cure for cancer, autism, can reverse autism and all this shit, and dead.
I just don't think that any of this is true.
Are what, the crazy? Planned Parenthood stuff?
Yeah.
You said the videos. Why wouldn't you? I do.
I think it's a way of the right-wing party, and we know who they are, to put an end to this group, to this...
Well, I don't know. People don't want to put an end to Planned Parenthood. They just don't want to...
Damn.
Get. I agree with
that's
this.
Good.
Let's stop funding them.
That's basically what the senator from
Missouri
is
saying. That's what they're trying
right
to motivate.
Why are we funding this? If it's such a successful and such a great organization, what do they need our money for?
Who are you going to have that represents the women that... I think this is a helping in a sense.
Yeah, bullshit.
No, bullshit. What, is that your...
They're making money. They're trying to make money off these body parts. And it's illegal, first of all.
My friend, all I'm saying is we need a fucking
group
out there.
How stupid can people be?
Well, listen,
we need a group out there.
No,
we don't.
We need
to what? To what? Let him finish.
We need an informed populace.
So who's doing that?
A group to do what?
Who's going
to
do that?
Nobody. That's why. But we don't need Planned Parenthood selling body parts.
We have that. We have that right now.
Who? Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood, yeah.
Baloney.
I mean, who else are you going to get? Community centers? Are you going to get...
They teach in school, for God's sake. I mean, they're giving
condoms
out in schools.
You're banking... No, they never gave a condom to my kid, okay? I don't
care. Not your school, but...
Well, okay.
They don't give them. They're available.
Of course they are.
They're available.
Okay, that's fine. But my point is you need some establishment out there that takes care of the women's needs at this time. When they're in that vulnerable stage. No, it's not all about abortion, though.
Supposedly to give mammograms, etc. You can go anywhere and get that. Come on. You don't need Planned Parenthood to do that.
Well, I mean, it's not all about abortion.
Yes, it is.
This place here also does other things. It's all about, birth control and stuff like that.
Right.
I mean, they take care of that
That's what
well.
I'm saying, though. I mean, come on. People are that stupid.
What do you mean people are that
stupid? I mean, they're that stupid. You can't, first of all, you know what it's like, how to get somebody pregnant, right? And how to avoid getting somebody pregnant. And if you fuck up and you take the RU-480 pill the next day, you have day after pills, why would you go 12, 15, 20 weeks and then get an abortion?
Well,
that's ridiculous.
In that sense, too, if it does go that long, maybe you just didn't know about it.
I guess I blew that one.
Nick?
What?
Do you realize how absurd that comment just was?
No, I really don't want to even talk about this stuff anymore.
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, let's talk about the Holocaust.
No,
we're not going back to the Holocaust.
it was a fraud.
No.
All right, so you really condone this.
Threw that in there. He had to throw that in there.
Edit it out, please.
Please shut up.
So how do you condone this? A man with two daughters, two children.
And I expect to have that available, God forbid, for my daughters to have that privilege.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question.
Have that establishment there.
Right, but at what time...
So if you get rid of all these type of places...
I'm not talking about getting rid of all these type of places. I didn't say anything about outlawing abortion,
etc. Well, let me tell you this
right now.
Get rid
of Planned Parenthood.
Let me tell you this right now.
Or don't fund it.
The more we move in time, the more we're going to see more modernization of the body, more steps are going to be taken for how man
Well, that's my point, in a way, because you know what really, when I changed my mind about abortion was when I saw these ultrasounds of children at 18, 20 weeks. That's a living being to me. I mean, you see an ultrasound, that's a kid. I mean, that to me is infanticide.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't used to think that. I used to say, 28 weeks, 30 weeks, 38 weeks, etc. But now, I mean, these children are viable at 20 weeks.
These children?
That's what they are. Well, it is. Don't dehumanize them. If you're taking out, I mean, did you see what this woman was saying? Matter of factly, I'll do a less crunchy procedure. I mean, okay. That's disgusting. Please. And I'm no conservative, believe me, about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you want to have an abortion, you've got three, well, let's give it at least a month, 6 weeks,
this,
8 weeks. Get your back on abortion.
This kind of stems back to what Nick said before.
What's that?
And that's the point that if we eliminate this right now, what are they going to eliminate down the line in the future with other stuff?
But I'll counter with, if we allow this right now, what's next? You're going to breed people to use them for body parts?
Well, I'll tell you
what's next.
You think they're not cloning people already? And
yes, I don't think they are.
I think they are totally.
I think if they had the scientific wherewithal to do it, they would. Yeah, but I don't think they have that yet.
You know that Earth 2.0, that second Earth they found?
Yes.
They've already landed on it.
Oh, come
they're
on.
Not going to. You know what I mean? They tell
what,
you they
what
clone
are you talking about
after
there,
we've just learned how to clone people. Or we just learned that we can clone people. They got people cloned. You know what I'm saying? We just learned we just found another planet.
I think there's a McCartney like story
Earth.
Coming up here.
Yeah, I think
there
you got
is
something there.
No, there isn't. But he said
there is a McCartney.
No, I got one. Thanks for reminding me about
time machine
that.
Or McCartney.
But you know what I'm saying? Supposedly there was an Earth, NASA, never a straight answer. They found another planet like ours.
Yes,
they're calling
that.
It Earth
yes.
2.0 or something like that. They done landed on it, man.
Are you saying that planet
secret
is,
space program?
It's what is that? Several? What
yeah,
is
it's
a,
like no, it's
70
like
light years, 30 light years,
38 light years
yeah, it's,
away.
It's pretty far away. Yeah.
NASA lies.
That's no, wait a minute.
They don't
in
want
one
you
hand,
there.
You're saying
dude.
The whole moon landing was a fake.
You know
fake,
what? For all we know, all
the,
there is to it is our
we're
solar
going
system.
Like nine galaxies
yeah,
away.
How do we do that?
Yeah.
What?
Like
we're how
we
if we're not able
moon,
to land on the moon,
but we're on
can
a
we
planet
go?
in a different solar system.
Interdimensional. Interdimensional. We send our souls there. Our spirits there.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. I'm just joking around. No, I don't think we.
No,
should. But what I'm trying. The point I'm trying to make is you can't say they just. Oh, they got this new tech. They're a lot further with it than they tell you. I don't think we landed on that planet. I'm just saying that. I do think that they've cloned people and they have clones, and I think
and,
that.
And what are they using them for? Are they using it for spare body
probably,
parts or what? Or just to substitute for other people and make them. You know, like
I don't
Manchurian
know.
Candidate
I don't know
stuff.
Yet. I'm just saying. I just think that they can do it. They probably do make Manchurian mind control robots, assassins. You name it. You know what I mean?
I just wrote a script about that.
About that?
Yeah.
Who's buying that one?
That's really interesting.
Nobody yet. But any of our million listeners, that any producers out there?
That a boy.
I'll send
put
you the log line.
I'd love to read
put
it.
It
out
what,
cool. I'll give you $14,000.
No, not enough. No. Sorry, Hulk.
I don't know why the hell you said Zimbabwe's against that, because they want to go after the Cecil the Lion Killer.
Well, that's because he's poaching. But apparently there are places you can kill a lion legally.
Yeah, no. The land that was actually the spot that he shot the lion on.
Right.
So it did not have the permission to shoot a lion with this year, but years in the past,
right.
Like, so they hand out, like
correct.
The same way they
permits.
Do here with deer and with turkey and with everything else, they hand out to private landowners.
And this guy shelled out $50,000 and thought he had all the right permits, et cetera, and he went and shot the thing. So he's not really that guilty. As repulsive as it is to people.
And then the other side of the story is that it's the guide and the guy who worked with the guide who had the strategy who knew this lion was in the reserve, and so they I think they laid like a dead animal on top of a car to lure the lion off of the protected land onto the private land to shoot him.
Okay, so technically what he did was legal if it's what he did.
Yeah.
Well, that's not my stuff. I just think the guy's an asshole for wanting
to
shoot the lion.
Yeah,
it's not even about legal hunts or anything.
So what are you going to do to the guy? Throw him in jail for the rest of his life?
No, I don't think
I would
like. What are you going to do? The guy's
life
is ruined.
I would
like. I don't think he needs to go to jail.
No, he doesn't need to go to jail. What he needs to do is we need to get him, and we need to parachute him over Syria, over ISIS, and let them behead this prick, and then hold a picture of him with his head with these ISIS guys. And then, you know what? Then he'll understand how fucking Cecil went
we
through.
Here we go. Ocho Man Justice. King Solomon.
What Cecil went through day. You know what? That's bullshit. We don't need trophies, quote unquote trophies.
Then outlaw the whole practice.
Go play fucking football, basketball, or whatever. That's how you get a trophy.
Right.
It's
right.
not.
But
it's,
we need Planned Parenthood to destroy infants.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Right, what the hell?
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
no,
that's not a big
that,
deal.
That's something else, man.
Well,
that is
something
else.
You
know,
it certainly is something
you know,
else.
That's one thing. You guys.
These are human beings. Come on.
Now get mad.
You know,
you said
who, if I'm not going to, and this is, I'm just trying to change the subject from that.
Paul McCartney?
Stuff. No, okay, let me get on the Paul. Let me tell you this real quick.
I knew it.
This real quick.
It.
He was in a concert.
Every week we get a Paul McCartney. Yes. We should get one now.
All right.
Anyway.
He was in a concert, I think, in Denmark, and people were shouting, "You're not Paul. You're not Paul."
He's not. He's a clone, that prick.
Oh, he's not a clone. And then some people think that
he's just
the
replacement.
Third Paul McCartney. You know what? We've had
Paul
McCartney.
He's V3.1.
You said before that Paul McCartney died.
In 66.
Right,
so now he's at a concert?
Well, there's like a new Paul McCartney. The guy.
Oh,
the
new Paul
Sir
McCartney.
Sir Paul McCartney, the guy that, you know, wings.
The guy that's
and
been
that
around for the last 50 years.
Because he's convinced me there's two Paul McCartney.
Well, the first one, there's a theory that this is the third one.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds a little ridiculous.
But, I mean, man, you can just look at the pictures and tell that they're two different people.
He's got pictures.
And it's even, you know, his ex-wife, that Heather Mills, she came out
she's
and was like...
She's one leg?
She's like, yeah, she's like, yeah. I know the truth. She says, and, you know, she's like, there are people would be devastated if they found
well,
out what I know.
He'd probably take that other leg out, too.
He probably took John out.
See, now that's sick.
What sick as you, fucker?
They and say he was MI6. MI5 or MI6.
That's right.
It was the British
intelligence.
British intelligence.
Correct.
They had him in the backyard, basically. They didn't just lose Paul in an accident, and then they said, hey, let's find out.
Hey, guys,
Paul.
Did anyone see
they
Paul?
They had this
I think
guy.
I left him at the park.
They had this guy for a while.
Hey, Armand, would you ever do a chick without legs?
Yeah, sure. I struck out. Well, my
would
buddy Joe
struck out with one of them,
no,
too.
My buddy Joe struck out with a gal that lost her leg. Yeah, she had one leg.
And
he struck out with her. She wouldn't go home with him.
Jesus.
She wasn't bad looking.
Well, I could set you up.
Yeah, I wouldn't go home with Joe either.
I struck out with a midget one night.
Well, I could set you up with Hiramatsu.
They're not midgets, dude.
Small person, a dwarf.
Small people, dwarfs, man.
Yeah.
Sorry for all dwarfs out there that listen to our show.
I couldn't take her home.
Aren't they mongoloid looking?
No, she wasn't that bad. Well, maybe she was. I was drunk.
She was probably
hey, you know,
a guy.
Did you see that they're not going to make Pluto? It's still going to be a dwarf planet, even though we visited and the guy wanted to. There's this, you know, there's this movement to make it a planet again.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want to do it. It's a dwarf planet still.
Someone was saying it was. It wasn't even a. They think that it was a moon of Uranus.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
probably Neptune.
That,
right? I thought it was Neptune, but
or maybe yeah, maybe Neptune. It was Neptune.
A
moon.
It's
a
Kuiper belt.
That Pluto
object.
Was actually
a
moon.
Right. Yeah. That lost. That got out of. Right.
You know, our moon is. Some people think that's a spaceship. Our moon does not behave like any other moon in our solar system. You only see one side of it at a time.
Our
you know
moon
saying?
And our mon.
I got to tell you, I'm off the Rand Paul. I'm with a new campaign now.
Who you like?
I like Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I like Bernie Sanders. I'm all over Bernie Sanders. And I like my perfect fucking scenario would be Bernie Sanders taking on Donald Trump. That would be my fucking ideal fucking.
No way.
You like a socialist, Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yeah. I'm all over Bernie.
I don't like what he said about gun control, about... Men, we only need guns to hunt with. I
right,
think that's
right.
bullshit.
He's an idiot.
I'm tired.
Although he did say something
of that
good
argument.
About immigration.
I'm tired
I like,
of that
I like his stance on immigration.
And I like his stance on Wall Street with...
Sure. Nationalize the banks. That's a good idea.
Yeah, what he said about... what did he say about that?
He said nationalize the banks. They're
why
too
not?
Big to fail.
Why not?
Why not?
Why can't we do something like that?
Why don't you nationalize everything? You nationalize the banks...
Well, now
that's
we're starting
it.
To sound like Max Powers.
Who's he?
The guy used to work here, the little Irish guy.
People don't know Max fucking Powers. We're just now influencing people to know
first
about
of
Tony.
All, first of all, you got a government that can print money. You got the Federal Reserve. You want to talk about a conspiracy. What do you know about the Federal Reserve?
Oh,
that's your biggest conspiracy of all time.
Gosh, I mean,
the who?
Where do you start?
Read the Prisoner of Shark Island.
There's so many threads that... You know, that I could, you know.
Well, in any case,
I think
this is
away.
Our guy. I think I'm leaning towards Bernie now. There's no other person out
He's
there.
He's not going to get the nomination. I think Biden's going to run.
What?
I think Biden's going to run.
Why? What would that do?
I think he'd win against Hillary.
I think he'll run.
Because Hillary's very weak. And Sanders, nobody's going to vote for him except...
Well, did you know that...
He's drawing really big-time people.
Yeah, like 500-600 people.
No. He had the largest fucking gathering.
Nobody's going to vote for
in Indianapolis or whatever.
Or a socialist. He's a socialist.
Oh, nobody in this country.
Hey, do any of you know? For all we know, Obama.
He says he's a socialist. You think I'm making it up?
Well, you know what? Maybe schools ought to be free. Maybe colleges ought to be free. Maybe we ought to fucking stop fucking making everything 40, 50, 100,000 and get these kids into school. Why the fuck are we so against that as a public?
He's not saying make Harvard free. He's making community college free.
What?
So that's
who
a great
gives
education.
A shit? Let's give everybody
no
some education.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Then we do it in France. We do it in Germany. We do it in
what,
all these
free
European...
College? No,
free
you don't.
College?
No, you don't.
Free
in France?
College.
Really?
France, they do.
Bullshit.
Okay,
bullshit.
Well,
look it up. Right, they do.
But what's wrong with it?
What's wrong
with free college?
Well, the bad part is...
It's not free.
Well,
there's no such thing
as
a free
lunch. It's free.
And by the way, it's Milton Friedman's birthday today.
Well, the bad part is then all of a sudden we're paying 80% income tax. You know what I mean?
Of course, like France.
Well, of course we'd be paying for it. I mean,
of course. There's no such thing as free.
Well, then you got to stifle some of this fucking colleges boosting up and into it.
Yeah, I agree with that. But
I mean,
you know what that's all about.
This is getting out of hand,
man. That's the problem is you've got the government involved again. So people get loans to take lesbian studies, etc.
Public universities in France are about $150 a semester. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's about comparable. Yeah. I mean, what is it, about $300 a credit?
$300 a year. That's a semester. $300.
$150 a year. $300 a year, you're saying.
$150 a semester.
I don't
know if that's right. $300. That's right. I'm telling you. They're not fucking bullshitting.
Do your kids go to public school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my kids both go to public school.
Well, you're paying for it. You're paying property taxes.
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
But why have free college? Why do I have to pay for another? Now, once they get to college, I got to pay for a Mizzou University, $35,000
or $18,000
a year.
Why would the government have to pay for your kids to go to school?
Why not? No, why not, though? Why not?
First of all, because...
Why not? But you'll send fucking troops to fucking Afghanistan.
Don't bring the troops in.
Not you.
Okay,
I'm not bringing that up to you. But I'm saying we're spending all that money abroad. We're spending all this Muslim research in Egypt and all that shit.
Stick to the
point. Why not take care of our own people?
Tuition is going up astronomically, and that's, of course, everybody knows that, but why? Because government is subsidizing all these student loans. If people actually had to pay to go to a regular school, which you don't even need a school these days, Nick, right?
What?
You can learn more on the internet, right? What do you need a brick and mortar college for in the first place?
For that certificate.
Of course, it's stupid. Like this gal that came over from Africa, she was braiding hair, right? She's done it all her life. Somebody found out she's braiding hair. You have to be a cosmetologist to do that. So she has to go to school, spend $24,000, go to school for 2 years to be a licensed cosmetologist. Nonsense.
No, I agree with that totally.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying
all these stupid
that,
licensure problems and all this education
still
bullshit.
That still doesn't deflect what these kids are paying. I mean, they're still paying this money.
The problem is the tuition is too high. I agree with you.
Well, something's got to be done.
Right, you get rid of the college system entirely. You do it over the internet. You don't need these colleges.
You know what? That ain't going to happen there.
Why
you're
not?
Gonna, you're going to lose.
Why not?
You're going to lose a lot of fucking college. Me,
good.
I'm going to. I can't watch the SEC
Who are the
football
richest?
Anymore.
See, that's what you're worried about, and that's why college is going up, Ocho Man. They're not spending more of this tuition money on professors. They're spending it on football stadiums, on dormitories, on new buildings. Etc. Very little of it is more bureaucrats. Very little of it is going to actual education, and that's the problem.
I think that once the money comes in from colleges, from sports, and so forth, it should be even given out to the kids to where now, hey, by the way, we did a great. Our company did really good this year. Our company being our college, we are going to cut tuition down.
They never do that.
$3,000 for per
student. They buy a new building. They buy a new dormitory. Because what they have to do is they're in competition to get students. How do they get students? They don't get them by hiring professors. They get them by
hiring
new football stadiums.
I understand what you're saying.
Stadiums.
I just don't like it. I just think that these kids, these families, I mean, we're putting up too much money as it is.
I agree. But how do you lower costs of anything? free market economics. You have more competition.
Well, that's my thing of Bernie Sanders. I just think
he's not a free market man. He's a socialist.
That's what brought all this up. That I just think that there should be someone watching the fucking capitalistic world and saying
we don't have enough regulation.
We do need some regulation on it. They regulate other shit like
Department of Social Services.
What the fuck are you coming?
Go
out
back
with?
To Hulk Hogan.
Department
will you?
Of Social Services.
No, they regulate everything.
The government comes back and regulates what they want to regulate, but when there's something's out there that they feel that, you know what, we've had enough lobby money from them, we'll let them go. We'll let them
special interest crony capitalism, absolutely.
Okay, we can't be for that either.
I'm against that, of course. We're against that.
Okay,
so
then
you bring
what
back free markets and get rid of that crap.
Free markets, that follows with the same suit, though, man. I mean, they have their lobbyists. They're pushing. Look at Monsanto.
That's not
right
free
now.
Markets.
Look at Monsanto. I mean, they've cornered. They've lobbied. They've got all the money in that
sure.
Senate, the Congress, and all that. We're getting all this shit sprayed on our food, and no one. What's the big deal with Bernie Sanders saying to you right now that, hey, we'd like to know, the public would like to know what the fuck's being sprayed on? If something's being sprayed on my food, maybe I should know about that.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, that's one of the things
that
he's...
That's not what Bernie Sanders wants to nationalize the banks.
That's
a big difference between you having some pesticides on your corn.
No, that's a big thing to me, too, and that's another thing that Bernie Sanders brought up.
He hasn't got a chance in hell. Good head. Go vote for him.
I will vote for him, and I think a lot of people are seeing that one.
Picks, okay?
There's no football today. Anyway, hey
your
guys.
Futures pick. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
You got any stock market out there?
Facebook.
Facebook is the way to go. And I'm taking tonight. Hey, Chris, when you get this one out, I like Johnny Cueto tonight taking on Toronto Blue Jays. I think Johnny Cueto.
Hey, wait a minute. How come you're giving a pick without the music? Give us cue the music.
Well, I was so get keyed ready. Up. We got 1 hour, 15 minutes.
Yeah,
we're over our time.
Bernie Sanders going to regulate.
All right, well, fuck the music. We already got it.
I bet
now.
Bernie Sanders beats off 12 times a day, too.
Beats off to you?
No, 12 times a day.
I know, but he watches you.
To me?
He just looks at you.
You think Bernie likes me?
I think he would like you.
He's like 73, you know.
Hey, I'm all on him, man. I'm all on him.
Would you screw Bernie Sanders or Hillary?
I would still take Bernie.
I think you're right.
I can't stand fat chicks.
Yeah, you got that right. Hey, again, I'm taking Toronto tonight. I'm taking the Blue Jay. Toronto. What the hell am I saying? God, you got me all confused.
Bernie Sanders over here.
Johnny Cueto tonight, Kansas City Royals. They get the job done here. I think it's going to plus 110, 120. I don't know what it is. But take Johnny Cueto tonight, Kansas City. I think the team's going to be really revived. To see a great pitcher on the mound for Kansas City. I know they're in Toronto. I know Toronto's got Troy Tulowitzki, but I tell you what, it's going to be a Johnny Cueto show.
Okay,
yours is Facebook,
buy
right?
Buy Facebook and sell October calls, hundreds.
That's correct.
Nick, you got any last parting words?
Oh, you guys just look the fuck out, man.
Next time, save it.
What do you got? What do you got, babe? Nothing?
You just take a look out in the world, man.
All right. Well,
keep
fuck
your
you
television
Bernie
off.
Bernie Sanders is a clone, too.
Stop watching TV.
Well, I'm voting for that clone. Hey, what do you got, Chris? Anything?
Go take a crap in the sea.
Okay. Throw that one in there, Chris.
I've got nothing.
He's got nothing. All right, my friends, it's been great. We're running really late here on our show.
Happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Armand. Armand's
23.
In his 40s or 30s. Well, I don't know what the fuck he is. But we will
Nobody
be back
me.
Next time from the Ocho Man and the crew. We are out of here.
I'm gonna go get a buffet.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
I'm Hulk Hogan.
The Ocho Man. Behind the 8 Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes podcast store.
I could set you up if you're a Matsuda, this Japanese guy.